This week's story is called Book, Book, Book by Deborah Bruss. Read by Lindsay. Book, Book, Book. Down at the farm, all was well until the children went back to school and the animals had nothing to do. They had no rides to share, no tug of war to play, no one to scratch behind their ears or ruffle their feathers. In the bright morning sun, the horse hung his head, the cow complained, and the goat grumbled. The pig pouted, the duck dozed off, and the hen heaved a sigh. Long about noon, with the sun high above the barnyard, the hen squawked, "I'm bored, and I'm heading to town to find something to do." The rest of the animals followed her down the road. "Look," clucked the hen, "happy faces. This must be the place we're looking for. I'll go in and see if I can find something to do." "Nay, nay," whinnied the horse. "You're too small for such a big job. Leave it to me." The horse clip-clopped in to the library. Politely, he asked for something to do. But the librarian could not understand the horse. All she heard was, "Nay, nay." So the horse hung his head and clip-clopped out. Next, the cow plodded in. Politely, she asked for something to do. But the librarian could not understand the cow. All she heard was, "Meow, meow." So the cow complained and plodded out. Now it was the goat's turn, and he trotted in. Politely, he asked for something to do. But the librarian could not understand the goat. All she heard was, "Baa, baa." So the goat grumbled and trotted out again. Slowly, the pig ambled into the library. Politely, she asked for something to do. But all the librarian heard was, so the pig ambled out to tell her friends. Up flapped the hen, and she announced, "I am going in, and no one is going to stop me." Into the library, she flapped. "Book," clucked the hen politely. The librarian looked around and said, "What's that noise?" "Book, book," clucked the hen. The librarian scratched her head. "Who's that?" she asked. "Book, book, book," clucked the hen quite clearly. "Oh, is this what you want?" asked the librarian, and she handed the hen three books. Back at the farm, the horse, the cow, the goat, the pig, the duck, and the hen gathered around the books. The barnyard was filled with neighs, moos, baas, quacks, and book, book, books. Their sounds of delight lasted until sundown. All the animals were happy except for the bullfrog. And do you know what he said? "Read it, read it. I already read it, read it." The end.